This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis
is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis. No, we're not live in the Kia Studios tonight because this is a short, amended version of the show. That's right, it's the podcast version. I thought we were going to be live tonight. Got to do a better job of checking the schedule. I just assume, like, you know, when you work and you just kind of go, you take things for granted sometimes and don't realize you get some time off. So technically I'm off for the Wednesday night because we are running the first four of the NCAA tournament. And obviously the second game going to be a late game. So, yeah, no live show tonight. It is the podcast version, but still going to be a great episode. We'll do our prep roundup and get into some of the action that I got a chance to check out over the past few days. A couple of shout-outs and accolades to give out. And, of course, a great interview with Ebony White, track and field runner for the Banneker Trojans team. She's also a Kennesaw State signee, so looking forward to you hearing that conversation. She's coming off a fantabulous weekend at the New Balance Nationals up in Boston, I believe. She was in Boston, so you'll hear that conversation. And as I said, man, we'll do our usual 1-2-1-2, and let's go ahead and do that right now and get into the prep roundup.
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Station on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, first up, congratulations to Caleb Wilson and Haley Swain, members of the Holy Innocence boys and girls basketball teams, respectively, and they both named Atlanta Tip-Off Club Mr. and Mrs. Georgia Basketball. So phenomenal senior seasons for both of those two student athletes, both of them being named McDonald All-Americans, both of them helping lead their respective teams to Georgia High School Association state championship wins just a couple of weeks ago. So what a way to continue capping off a senior season. Congratulations, Caleb Wilson and Haley Swain, members of the Holy Innocence Golden Bears boys and girls basketball teams. Looking back at the week, how did I get things going since I last spoke to you? Little girls lacrosse action. Campbell taking on Holy Innocence. Speaking of, both of them with a little bit of momentum. It'd be Holy Innocence with 3 straight wins. Meanwhile, Campbell heading into it with 5 straight wins, but it'd be a dominant night for Campbell. The Lady Spartans picking up a 17-9 win. How about Lila Marble? 10 goals in the win. Her teammate, Ava Garmon, chipping in six. And again, 17-9, your final in that one. Following that matchup, got a chance to catch up with head coach Alexa DeCristofaro about the matchup itself and the momentum the Spartans have behind them.
We graduated a really large class last year. I think it was eight. So we've had to cultivate a lot of really like brand new players in positions like they typically didn't play. So it's just like growing confidence, making sure that like we play as a team, making sure that like every rep we do counts, and just making sure that we know our job, we're doing it well. But I think, you know, you never really know what's going to happen at a game. So it's always a surprise. But we always try to do our best. So I think that's what is kind of hopefully a little bit different.
Right, you touched on playing together. Lila and Ava, their connection today really kind of stood out. How special is it to have, you know, when you have players that can kind of connect like that?
Yeah, when you have two players that can literally read each other's minds and body language, it is priceless. They've been playing together for years, I think, at this point. Seven's dad actually coached four at one point. So, I mean, like, they literally don't even have to look at each other sometimes, and they know when to pass. So it really is, like, a really special connection that actually can help the whole team, because they can see things, be places where, like, our younger players may not, just because, you know, they've been playing for so long. But it is definitely extremely helpful, and they are great players, both of them.
All right. Obviously, a lot of lacrosse left this season. What are some things that have kind of jumped out to you that you kind of want the girls to kind of make sure they kind of lock in on to stay cleaning up as you guys progress throughout the rest of the season?
Definitely fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't over exaggerate how important it is to be able to pick up a ground ball on the first try. Basically making sure that every pass is a good pass, making sure that, you know, you're locking eyes with the person that's transitioning down the field, that you're helping your teammate if you see that they're about to get doubled, becoming an outlet, if you see that you can help become a double and slow the ball down to turn it over. Like, that is just something that you can be the best team in the world, but if you don't have the fundamentals and you don't play together, it all falls apart. There's 12 people on a field, one person can't do it all. And if you don't have the fundamentals, it doesn't matter how athletic you are. It just can't happen. So I think those are some of the things, like, and I think every team will agree, like, you have to have, and you have to be confident in. Yeah.
All right. Once again, that was head coach Alexa DeCristofaro of the Campbell Spartans girls lacrosse team, following their win over Holy Innocents. Saturday took in some track and field action. The Westlake Lions hosting the annual Christian Coleman Invitational. Of course, Christian Coleman, Olympian, and he's a you know, he's a local kid, grew up and ran his track and field over in Fayetteville, and brings this event back to the Southwest, South Fulton, I should say, community. And fantastic event. A lot of great performances. Shout out to Westlake's Keenan Walton. In a wind of -2.5, he would win the boys 100 meter dash in a time of 10.80. So fantastic job there. But afterwards, I caught up with Westlake coach Jason Cage about hosting the event. He also gave a little insight on what he wants his squad to do as they get a little deeper into the track and field season.
Yeah, the crowd is good, man. Christian really comes out to support everybody. It gives back to the community and the kids. So, you know, I'm a coach who really loves track and field. So, you know, I'm out here to support the kids and support what Christian's doing.
All right, and, you know, speaking of, you know, the crowd being here, this event continuing to grow as Christian, you know, continues to grow the event, you've also got a lot of really good competition, a lot of top runners from around this area on site. You know, just what does it mean for you to know that, you know, teams are willing to feature, you know, some of their best talent at this event?
Oh, man, it's great because, you know, one of our visions was when we started this meet was to grow it where teams from out of state would come out and compete. We have like 30 Georgia schools, two schools from Florida, and one school from Alabama. So, you know, it's growing, and it's going nationwide.
All right, last one before I let you go, man. For your team in particular, the Westlake Lions, man, what's kind of some of the messages over these next few meets that you guys have as you guys start gearing up to try to get ready for regional, sectionals, and state?
Well, you know, you just got to take it one day at a time, be patient, trust the process. You know, hopefully we'll stay injury-free, man, and, you know, just take it day by day.
All right, and again, that was Coach Jason Cage, Westlake Lions track and field team. as they hosted another annual Christian Coleman Invitational. And then on Tuesday, took in a little baseball action. I think it was the first baseball game I've seen this year, but it'd be North Paulding taking on Marietta. Key region showdown. These two teams coming into the matchup. It was the game one of a best of three regular season series. Marietta a game ahead of North Paulding in the standings heading into the matchup. Marietta holding on to the fourth spot. North Paulding sitting in the sixth, in the fifth spot, but it'd be North Paulding picking up the win. Very good contest, very good pitching matchup, but 3-2 your final as North Paulding picked up the win. I caught up with both coaches afterwards. First up, here's North Paulding head coach Matt Richardson.
Man, that was huge. So we lost 5 out of 6 of our first two region games against Etowah, who's ranked number one, and then Walton, number three. So we hit a little scuffle. We had a region bye. Came back, played Kale, one run game, and then another one, a close game. So we're just building that momentum and try to keep it hot. Baseball players are superstition. As soon as we get that good feeling, we hope to keep it rolling. It was a great job. Our guys showed some toughness.
All right. And I want to make sure I say his name right. Yinli.
Yes, sir.
How important was it for him to be able to go as long as he was able to go tonight before you guys brought Zach in?
It was huge. So Yinli, he's a pitcher DH. So today we just pitched him, and he was a little disappointed. I said, hey, go focus on the mound. And he dominated, and he saved our bullpen, and then Zach came in, lights out at the end.
All right, a lot of baseball left for you guys and a lot of big matchups, but what's kind of important for you to see from the guys? What do you want them to kind of focus on as you guys try to finish, get into a groove here and just kind of finish the regular season strong?
Just stay up in the dugout with our energy, stay up in the on the field with our energy, and then to finish and close out games. We had a lead in every single game against Walton for some reason. We couldn't finish, but our last two games we finished, so that we're going to take that momentum and continue.
All right, once again, that was North Paulding head coach Matt Richardson on the North Paulding win over Marietta to kick off their best of three regular season series. Afterwards, I also spoke with Josh Davis, head coach for the Marietta Blue Devils, who have a fairly young team, but again, they're right in the mix for a good region finish, good finish, really, for the regular season and getting into the postseason. Potentially making it 3 years in a row after about a 10-year drought. So here's Coach Davis on his guys.
That's the great thing about baseball. We get to see him again on Friday night. Wish we were playing three-game set, single games. No, my guys did a great job tonight. Our pitcher, starting pitcher, did a great job, James Lowe. He's kind of finding his groove up there. He'll be catching the last two games for us at North Paulding. Did a great job on the bump. And we've got sophomores starting all over the field, and they're really learning and getting better and learning how to fight and learning how to just have better at bats, and they've been getting better and better throughout the season. We've got some great senior leaders in Sparger and Gazaway, and they're just doing a great job, and our juniors, Lowe and Snipes, are doing a great job on that side too, and behind the plate, Brady Murray did a great job tonight. So, you know, they fought, and we're just continuing to learn to do the little things right that it takes to win baseball games.
All right, and speaking of which, you guys got a lot of baseball to go, so what are kind of some of the things you want them to focus in on and just kind of, focus in on to help you guys have, the season that you desire to have, especially coming off of a season last year where you guys broke that playoff drought.
Right, yeah. Playoffs the last 2 years, and those guys did a great job. We had, five or six seniors last year that played pretty much every game for those two seasons. So replacing those guys with those sophomores, just continuing to have the mentality that we can beat anybody, to have the mentality at the plate that we're not going to give in, and they're having better and better at bats throughout the game, all the way through, and that's a big part of it for us moving forward. And then we've got, 14, 16 guys that pitch, but they're all position players for the most part. So, just continuing to throw strikes when it's their turn to get up on the mound. And the defense, our outfield is back fully intact. We've had a couple guys out for a couple weeks, and that's been, a learning experience defensively for a couple other guys. But now we've got those two guys back in the lineup, so that kind of shores up our outfield defense. So, yeah, just continuing to fight and have the mentality that we can beat anybody, because in this region, in this state, some tough competition, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Coach, appreciate a couple of minutes of your time. Good luck down the stretch.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Josh Davis. Thanks to him and Coach Matt Richardson for allowing me to catch up with both of them after that matchup. They will resume the series Thursday, so looking forward to keeping track of how things go with that. That'll do it for the prep roundup. And as I mentioned, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into a great, great conversation I had with a fantastic young lady, young student athlete, Miss Ebony White. I was honored to see her win a 100-meter dash about 2 weeks ago at the Atlanta Games Invitational. But again, got a chance to catch up with her. She just had a fantastic weekend at the New Balance Nationals over the weekend, and here's my conversation with Miss Ebony White of the Better Controllers track and field team. And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline, where Ebony joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ebony, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day, and I want to say congratulations to you on all the success you've had throughout your high school career. And I'll start off by asking you, when you look back over the years, you know, what are some areas of growth in your, you know, in your progress that you would say you're probably most proud of?
Well, firstly, I want to say thank you. And I'm most proud of recently this past week becoming an All-American and being able to just compete in the next level after high school.
All right. And when did the journey for you for track and field begin? When did you know, that you could do it competitively?
My journey began around when I was in the ninth grade.
Okay.
I was an all-around athlete, but I just knew that I was being a dog in that sport, so I just stuck to it.
So what were some of the other sports? Who got ruled out? Who got threw to the side?
Basketball, volleyball, flag football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That speed could be used in flag football, though.
Yeah.
All right. Spending time on the WaveForward.com hotline here on Press Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ebony White, Banneker Track and Field, also Kennesaw State signee. With track being such an individualized sport, you know, what do you feel you learned about yourself over the years?
I believe I learned just to be confident, to mm-hmm. believe that I deserve to be on the track and to just be able to be so confident and get out there and just compete with anybody.
All right, and you talked about this past weekend. You got a chance to participate in the New Balance Nationals. Congratulations to you on that and the performance that you had. But just talk about that experience and what it means to you being able to participate in such a major event.
It was a great experience being able to compete against great athletes and being able to just compete. It was just really an amazing in front of all the big crowd and just not getting just nervous and just being a dog.
All right. And as you prepared yourself for this year, you know, this final year of high school, you know, was there anything particular that you worked on to help you get ready for the season? Or, you know, was there any specific areas that you felt like you wanted to improve on?
Yeah, so starting off right when I got back to school, I got in a lot of 60s. So I just did a lot of indoor 60s, getting my start good, making sure I'm at top end, working on my transition. And yeah.
Okay. And, you know, what have been some lessons learned along the way from coaches and supporters that you know are going to stick with you when it's time to, you know, transition to the collegiate level?
The lesson I've learned was, They always build me up, always make sure that I know that I deserve to be on the track and I can compete and I can just be there and do my thing and I deserve it, because I had a struggle with just maybe just like being a little scared on the track sometimes, but mm-hmm. now it's like I deserve it and I'm going to compete with anybody you put next to me.
That's awesome stuff. Spending time with Ebony White, Banneker Trojans track and field, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, also Kennesaw State signee. Now, when it comes down to indoor and outdoor, you know, for you personally, is there a big difference in how you have to approach your training?
Yeah, I got to, well, I've been training, so mm-hmm. I'm pretty much in shape now. I just got to make sure to keep, as I'm getting faster, just keep on practicing that way. Keep on practicing with more speed and yeah.
All right, and last one. Well, nah, I'm joking because I'm gonna have a fun question for you. But when it comes to being a leader on that team, you know, what do you hope some of the younger and up and coming runners learn from just watching you?
I hope that they learn just to be confident when you run, just to know that you put the work in just like everybody else, and just when you step on the track, just, you know, do what you did to get there.
Awesome stuff there. Great advice. All right, here's the fun question. What is the one meal when, you know, you start training and all that stuff? What's the one meal Ebony has to cut back on to make sure she's staying in tip-top shape?
I would probably say milkshakes. After every race, I just want a milkshake. So.
Who's your go-to? Who has the best milkshake in your mind?
I would say Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen? Okay. I ain't mad at that. Yeah. What's your favorite flavor?
Oreos.
Okay. Oreos. Yeah, yeah. You got to lay off of that, Ebony. You can't be eating no Oreo shakes, milkshakes and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, young lady, once again, thank you for your time. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course. And I want to wish you nothing but continued success throughout the remainder of your high school career and when it's time for you to step on that collegiate track as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for this episode of PSN Live on 92.9 The Game. Looking forward to being back live in studio with you next week. So make sure you tap in 10 p.m. We'll do it again. And it's been a blast. Thank you for all of my guests and coaches and student athletes I got a chance to catch up with. Thank you, Miss Ebony White, once again for taking time to join us here on the episode. And definitely looking forward to watching her finish up a fantastic senior year. That'll do it. Make sure you follow us at PS_Nation_ on X, at PrepSportsNation_ on the gram. Just put Prep Sports Nation in your Google search and everything associated with us will pop up. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.